据《印度时报》报道，印度人如今愿意在中国举办盛大的婚礼，因为他们觉得既有异国情调，又能使预算不超支。 Times of India reports, Big fact, Indian weddings are turning towards China as they keep looking for exotic locations while keeping the budget intact. China is now luring the rich of India who have started to look beyond confines of five-star hotels and places when it comes to marriage.While Singapore and Bangkok still continue to be favorites, tying the knot at places such as Shanghai or Kunming are fast catching up with the Indians.
Yes, Wang Shuefeng is the Consul General of China in Calcutta and said they've noticed that some Indian families are looking for wedding destinations abroad. They're proposing cities in China such as Kunming, Dali and Lijiang.Kunming is known as the city of spring and Lijiang is known as the city of romance, while Dali is famous for its pagodas.
Funny thing that we say look beyond the confines of five-star hotels. I think five-star hotels are the least hotels that could confine you.
True, yeah. I mean, what do you find if you go beyond the confines of five-star hotels? Six-star hotel. They have a six-star hotel in Dubai, I think, don't
they? We have a seven-star hotel in Beijing.
What?Gendarmerie, where is it going to end?
Maybe it's part of the name, Seven Star Hotel.
Maybe it's called
a scale.
What a good idea. Just call it the Seven Star Hotel. But really, if you look on the little certificate, it's only got one star. Yes, in wedding traditions in India vary across religion, caste, ethnicity, language and region, etc. Traditional Indian weddings are generally structured into pre-wedding ceremonies, wedding day ceremonies and so on.
One more interesting thing about Indian weddings is they are filled with ritual and celebration that continue for several days. Generally, anywhere between 100 to 10,000 people attend. And often, many of the attendees are unknown to the bride and groom themselves.
10,000 people attending a wedding is incredible. I mean, how do they do that?I think even with social media, it would be difficult to get 10,000 people to your wedding. What I do know about Indian weddings, which is actually very little, is that Indian weddings, which they tend to be seasonal and at about this time of year, and the fact that so much gold is given at Indian weddings...and worn and so forth and bought, it has quite an impact on the international price of gold every year at this time. And it's known as the, what do they call it, the Indian wedding effect in the international gold market.
Really? By seasonal, you mean they only held weddings at this time of the year and not the rest?
No, not only, but this, and I think it's about now, I think it's about October. If I'm wrong, by the way, listeners, particularly if you're listening in India or know about Indian weddings, let me know. But as far as I know, it's about this time of year when it's kind of like the season for weddings in India. It's not compulsory or anything, it's just a kind of habit and tradition. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of has an effect on the international gold price.
Wow. 10,000 people attending the event.
It's
like a、
that?
Lesser version of Olympics.
I mean, I'd be lucky to get 10 at my wedding. I mean, how can people...
If you were going to have one.
Well, yeah. I mean, they say that, you know, 100 is more realistic. Even that would be difficult. I think even if we invited everybody from China Drive and other programs on EZFM, I don't think...
That's less than 20.
It's not 100, that's for sure, is it? It's much, much less than that. So that's amazing, isn't it? The whole idea of an Indian wedding.